3-16-04. So, back on this thing. Chord addition is a big part of jazz, so we're going to take Mary Had a Little Lamb, first phrase. Or maybe a couple phrases. Okay, I'm going to play with the basic chords. It's pretty bad. So that's 1 and 5, yeah? What if the sheet music just says G and D7 in your fake book at home? So you'll immediately at least play some pretty G's and some pretty D's. You'll enrich the chord, but it helps if you remember the five of's, because you might put A minor in front of D7, or A7 in front of D7. Now you have... At least you have that much. Maybe two kinds of D7. Now let's put the E minor in front of the A7. I gotta wait. Play two different kinds of D7. Got some 3-4-2-1 slant one to get that voicing. Okay, now I'm gonna add a B root, another five of in front of the E. Now it's. Okay, now I'm going to add a C, a half step in front of the B.
Okay, that'd be a half step.
Yeah, a half step in front. Now we have B. Now we'll add some pretty chords then. It doesn't sound like a nursery rhyme anymore, so badly at least. So the third concept is chord substitution. Now that's the one that I used to always, I referred to the whole subject as chord substitution because that's what I had heard as a kid and the books I studied out of and listening to musicians talk. But I left it for a third because it's not that common. I didn't do it till the last chord where instead of staying on D7, I went to the alternative dominant and played the A flat. Now, flat 5 substitution is another term for the same. That chord is this, with this note added on top. So if you think I'm joshing, you can hear it right there. I had to use the side of my finger to get the bass real fast. Use the tip, maybe you know, you might miss, right? But the side, you ain't gonna miss. You got this whole fortress here to grab that bass.
So chord substitution, you were playing the alternative dominant.
I was at that point, yeah. You'll learn about some others too. If you have that book Chord Chemistry lurking around, even if it's in rags. Oh, okay, well, you don't have to. No, I just thought if you already spent your money. So you're gonna make your list of tunes. First list will be from your memory. Second list is going to be out of the contents of books, either ones you own or ones you could go to the bookstore, see if there's another fake book that you can part with some dollars for, or at least get some more titles. Just say, God, man, I got to learn this piece. I have heard that somewhere. It might inspire you, you know? But whatever, it still comes down to you working with, in most cases, the lead sheet, you know, where the chords are listed. You're not going to, unless you get lucky, most of the time you're not going to like what they write. It's not good enough. You're going to have to take under advisement the things we said today. Chord enrichment, chord addition, chord substitution. The quality changed. Taking a minor chord and making it into a dominant, that's where we were going when Ernest rang the doorbell. That can be classified as either a different kind of enrichment or a kind of substitution. It's up to you where you classify it. But it is, if you even want to call it a fourth type of thing that says change of family, because change of quality really means change of chord family. Otherwise, it's not really changing the quality very much. Quality refers to major, dominant, minor, diminished, augmented. Those are the big quality delineations. If you say quality in the sense of a sophisticated, even a college-age kid who talks rather well, referring to something as, well, gee, that has a different quality. This is a finer quality felt on a pool table or something, you know? I mean, on that level, quality refers to the difference even between just, say, this and this. Every chord would then have its own quality. But we're using it in a much more broad-based term, the way it's used in music instruction books.
It's qualitative.
What do you call it?
Qualitative.
Qualitative, I like that. Yeah, so qualitatively, we quantified the term quality to include its more generic meaning in jazz, which has to do with, is it major, or is it dominant, or is it minor? Most of the time, that covers everything. As to type of minor, you're expected, if you love jazz and are playing it, that you'll know the sounds. You'll know that this is minor 9 after a while. You just know the sound. And if somebody has this instead, you say, ooh, it's that James Bond spy movie, melodic minor theme. Perry Mason.
That
was a minor major 9.
I was going to say.
You knew, huh?
Sounded.
Minor 6-9 is the mystery movie standard chord, although the minor major 9 is certainly running neck and neck at certain circles. I'll arpeggiate.